This is MNN Sports. I'm Mike Grimm. Twins rookie Luke Kuechel returned to the team yesterday and made the most of his chance. He had a two-run homer in the first inning. He later drove home another run, and Minnesota beat Detroit last night 6-3. Kuechel says hitting that first major league home run was big.
It was awesome. I mean, it was exciting. Got us on the board early. Cody did a great job right before that, smacking the double. It's a great start to the game, just the way he wanted it to happen. So I was super happy.
Zebby Matthews got the win. The two teams will play the rubber game of the series today. The AAA Saints beat the Iowa Cubs in St. Paul last night 10-5. The Lynx rallied past the Storm in Seattle last night, winning 91-87. That made head coach Cheryl Reeve happy.
It was a gutsy win for sure. You know, the will to win, I think, you know, at halftime, you know, we just didn't like what we were doing offensively. We're just, you know, 15 points off of our turnovers. It's just not a formula for success here in this building. And so we got that cleaned up, and they finished with 19, which is too many. But again, after our first half, thought we cleaned things up, and we were pretty efficient on offense. I love that we were tough getting to the foul line. We were gritty.
Courtney Williams scored 20 points in the win, which came without star player Nafisa Collier. She'll miss time with an ankle injury. Vikings wide receiver Jordan Addison will miss time. In fact, the first three games of the season, the NFL announced yesterday he'll be suspended for three games due to that drunken driving charge from last summer in Los Angeles. Addison pled guilty to a lesser charge. The Vikings were mostly off yesterday. They returned to the practice field for training camp today. They'll host Houston in a preseason game on Saturday. The Gopher football team continues with fall camp. They held yesterday's workout at Huntington Bank Stadium. Quarterback Drake Lindsey hit a couple of long TD passes to redshirt freshman Jalen Smith of Mankato. Lindsey says those two are getting connected.
Jalen's came out of his shell a lot. When he first got here, he was kind of a quiet kid. We were in the same class, committed actually like at the same time on the same visit. He was a really quiet kid when he first got here, and he's really gotten comfortable. He's grown a lot as a player, as a person. Me and him have developed a really good friendship. He's a heck of a player, man. He's really starting to showcase his talents and what he can bring to our football team.
This is MNN Sports.